Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.
Welcome to this brief demonstration of the iPod Nano 6th generation from Apple, which incorporates a multi-touch touchscreen, of course using the built-in screen reader VoiceOver in my case, to completely access every application that's built into the iPod Nano. And for those that have experience using VoiceOver on the iPhone, iPod Touch or iPad, the gestures that are found in VoiceOver on the iPod Nano are a very simple subset of those gestures. But if you know those gestures, then you pretty well know how to actually use the iPod Nano with VoiceOver. So I've already synced up my iPod Nano to my Mac and iTunes, and I've also activated VoiceOver on the iPod Nano as well. First of all, I want to give you a physical description of the unit, and then we'll move on to navigating the screens on the device itself. So basically, the front face of the iPod Nano contains the multi-touch touchscreen. The top and bottom of the touchscreen is basically the top and bottom edges of the front face. The left and right hand side of the face of the actual Nano is rounded and extends slightly beyond the touchscreen on the left and right hand sides. On the top left hand side of the Nano, you've got two round volume up, volume down buttons, very easy to find. And over on the right hand side at the top, you've got a rectangular button that is your power stroke sleep button. The bottom of the iPod Touch in the middle is the 30 pin connector to plug in your cable from your Mac or PC. That also charges the unit besides copying data over. And to the right of that connector port is your 3.5mm headphone jack. And in that at the moment, I've currently got a little set of speakers plugged in. And the back of the actual Nano itself is a clip to clip it onto your shirt pocket, belt, etc. One thing you'll notice is when I turn the unit on, and if I don't do anything for about 10 seconds, it says screen dimmed. And if I don't do anything for about 30 seconds, it actually says screen off. So it actually goes back into sleep mode to try and save power. The applications that are built into the iPod Nano are all accessible. My favourites being the audiobooks, podcasts, FM radio, and the pedometer. So let me turn it on by pressing the power sleep button. And as you can tell, it's just come back up with the default play button because I was listening, or about to listen to a book. So if I one finger double tap, it's going to start playing a book from Audible. So I'm going to one finger double tap and hold. Now the way to go back screen by screen is to do a two finger flick to the right. Okay, and that's the album art of the current book I was playing, and I one finger double tap on that would take us back to the actual current controls that we were first on when we woke the unit up again. So two finger flick to the right again.
Home. Playlist. Double tap to open.
And now I'm back to the first screen of the Nano itself. So let's start at the top. I'll take my finger down from the top on the left hand edge.
Pedometer.
Yeah, that's pedometer. Flick to the right with one finger. That's the time. Flick to the right again.
Music pause.
That's music pause because we just paused it. Flick to the right again.
50% battery power.
That's the battery status. Flick to the right again. One finger.
Double tap.
Now the way these icons are organized is there's two icons per row. We're on the top row, so that's playlist. Flick to the right again.
Now playing.
So I was to double tap that, it would start that book playing again. One finger. Flick to the right again. That's artists. One finger flick to the right again.
Genius mixes.
That's genius mixes. One finger flick to the right again.
Page 1 of 4.
And then down at the bottom in the middle, it says page 1 of 4. And if I was just to drag my finger around the screen, so I'll go to the top again.
Pedometer.
That's the pedometer icon. Drag my finger straight down again.
Playlist.
That's playlist. Drag my finger down again.
Artists.
That's artists. And so on. So besides one finger flick to the right, or I could have one finger flick to the left to go back item by item. I could also drag my finger around the screen, and then when I want to activate something, I'd do a one finger double tap. So I'm going to do one finger flick up,
page
go to the next page.
Radio.
And we won't worry about going through the status line at the top because it'll be all the same. So the first icon there was radio, flick to the right with one finger.
Podcast.
Double tap to open. So that's on the first row. And on the second row, we've got one finger flick to the right.
Photos.
And one finger flick to the right again.
Settings.
That's settings. And that's where you could go into general accessibility and change your voiceover settings, as in the rate, and turning those hints off if you don't want them. So, and I flick to the right one more time.
Page 204.
That's our current page we're on, page 204. So let's do a one finger flick up again.
Page
304. And our first icon is
songs.
Double
tap to open.
One finger flick to the right again.
Albums.
That's albums. That's the first row. And the second row is one finger flick to the right.
Genres.
One finger flick to the right.
Composers.
One finger flick to the right.
Page 304.
That's our current page. Page 304. One finger flick up.
Page
404. Page 404. The first icon is.
Fitness,
and that's where the pedometer is located, and again, as I said earlier on, fully accessible. One finger flick to the right.
Clock.
That's the clock.
Double tap to open.
And in there you've got the clock, the timer, etc. One finger flick to the right to get to the second row.
Audiobooks.
That's audiobooks.
Double tap to open.
Now if I do a one finger flick to the right this time, that's page 404, because the fourth icon that would normally be there is voice memo. And because I don't actually have headphones plugged in, it won't bring up the voice memo. So to go back screen by screen, I do one finger flick down.
Page 3 of 4.
Page 3, one finger flick down again.
Page 2 of 4.
Page 2, one finger flick down again.
Page 1 of 4.
And we're back to the first page. So let me quickly show you the radio application. So I'm going to do one finger flick up to go back to page 2.
Page 2 of 4.
Touch on the first icon.
Radio.
That's radio.
Double tap to
one
open.
Finger double tap to open.
Previous station.
Okay, so that's one finger flick to the right to stop that radio playing.
Stop.
And one finger double tap stops the radio playing.
Play.
And as you might have noticed, as it does on the iPhone, the iPod Touch, and the iPad, when VoiceOver is speaking, the music, or in this case the radio channel, drops so that you can actually listen to what VoiceOver is saying rather than the music coming up over the top of the screen reader. And because I didn't talk fast enough, it's now dim the screen, so let me just touch the screen to wake it up.
Next station.
Okay. Now just keep in mind that most of these screens in all the applications have multiple screens in them. And the way we navigated all the home screens by flicking up and down with one finger, you can navigate to all the different options in all the different applications. So for example, in the radio application, you've got extra items on a second screen. In the audio book application, you've got several screens. For example, the third one being an actual description of the book itself, and so on. So just remember that when you go into any of these applications, it's good to check whether there's one of two or one of three pages, and then you can just do one finger flick up and down to move between the screens. And as I did with the initial home screens, drag your finger around the screen and find out what's there, or one finger flick left and right to move item by item, and to activate something, one finger double tap. So let me come out of the radio app by doing a two finger swipe to the right. Let me just wake it up first.
Play.
And we've come back to the play button. Now let's just see what it actually does. It should start playing that radio program again to us. So my one finger double tap.
Here on Coast
FM. Yep, it did. So one finger double tap.
Play.
So that was quite nifty. I've only experienced that playing an audiobook, but obviously it does it on the radio as well. So to come out of the radio application, let's do a two finger flick to the right.
96.3 FM.
Two finger flick to the right again.
Home. Radio.
And then we're back to the radio app on the second of the home screens. So if I do one finger flick down now,
page 1 of 4.
We can go back to page 1 of 4.
Double tap to open.
And just for your information, let me just turn this off at the moment by doing the power sleep button. Just for your information, the audio book application and the podcast application both have that double speed control where you can go between normal, double, or half speed. that if you're like me and you want to listen to something a little bit faster, you've also got that facility as you do in the iPhone Touch and the iPad. So that concludes this quick demonstration. I didn't worry too much about doing a demo of music, podcasts and audiobooks and the pedometer. They're all accessible, but I thought just a nice little feature for a change was just to play the FM radio in one of these demos. If you've got any other questions about Apple accessibility, please contact the Adaptive Technology Help Desk at Vision Australia on 1300 847 466. Thanks for listening and bye for now.
Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.